Good evening. You are now listening and watching the Eat Sleep Sixers crew. We are here, we are present, and it seems like we have a guest up here. Jenny, without further ado, and Brian, who are these distinguished gentlemen you have brought on our show today?
This is the man, the myth, the process himself. Yes.
Say less.
Well, as we like, I have on the 2001 Sixers jersey hat, if you didn't notice. So I had to bring AI decided to come to the party today.
Hey, Jose, I feel like they're cheating us because they didn't announce that it was Memorabilia Day here on Eat Sleep Sixers.
It was just a, you know, you gotta come.
Jose got baby Yoda back there.
Be spontaneous.
Jose got baby Yoda back there.
Yeah, he does.
And so this was discussed already.
No, it really wasn't.
Okay.
But you want to believe that, Carl. Go right ahead.
Well, you know what? Right now, at
Jose and I are twins today. We both have the
hey,
edition from last year. That was the best
freestyle music, Bob. They don't know nothing about that.
That was that city edition jersey was so fire, man. I wish they had bought it back again this year. But I like our city edition this year.
I'll tell you what, Bruce Williams. In the chat, it's up, and like the young guys say, it's stuck there. James Harden is here, you know. Tobias is here, Embiid is here.
Is he ringing the bell tonight?
Is he ringing the bell?
That's what I would
tonight?
Like to know.
I'm really waiting to see if he's ringing the bell. He's in Philadelphia. I don't know why he caught a plane from Jersey to Philly.
I was asking myself that.
You got to make the dramatic entrance, baby. It's a dramatic situation. Red carpet style.
That's Clear right. Port. Maury was like, here, take mine.
That flight took 37 seconds.
Most definitely.
They took off and landed.
And it came out in like sweats.
Can you imagine the party on that plane on the way over here? You know, both individuals, Maury and Harden, have had a long-standing relationship of success. So, you know, I can't knock Maury for wanting his guy over here, whom he's had success with, aligned with another guy who's on the same top tier, if not better, of basketball this year in Joel Embiid, man. I like it, man. I like it. I like the duo. How are y'all feeling about tonight's game against the surprising Cleveland Cavaliers? Jose?
I wouldn't say surprising. I wouldn't say all that. I think you're giving them just a little bit too much credit.
I mean, they're above us in the standings. You know, I believe that
the two or three teams that they're above is their fault. Is our fault and their fault that we're in this position. So,
true.
I don't believe by an inch or a mile that they're better than any of us. So,
I was just having some flashbacks myself to last season when we got smoked by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Smoked.
If you remember, yeah, we really did. We lost to them twice last season.
The last time we played them, we beat them by 20.
The last time. Yeah, but the beginning of the season and the middle of the season, we lost to them.
We was 1-2 versus them last year, I believe, BJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying the last game we played them, we beat them by a dub.
Oh,
yeah.
We did.
And they didn't score 100 points.
So we don't know which Cleveland team we're going to play. We don't know how we're going to play against them, but I'm hoping it's more like the winning by 20 rather than the losing by 20 in the beginning of the season, because that was just embarrassing. Because this team's much better, so it wouldn't, if we lose, it's not embarrassing. Then it was embarrassing.
Yeah, most definitely. So as far as matchups tonight, what's the matchup that you guys are watching on the floor tonight? Mano y mano, whom are you watching out there?
The four position. We are a tiny team.
Yeah.
Cleveland is a big team.
They got size.
Let me
who plays the four for Cleveland?
Evan Mobley.
Oh, okay.
7 foot tall, lanky. Yeah. But let me run a starting lineups off. I got actually both starting lineups up real quick. I'm going to just give them to y'all. I'll give y'all two first. Darius Garland was a game time decision. He is officially in the lineup starting. Isaac Okoro, the newest Dean Wade, Evan Mobley, and Jarrett Allen. And we have Tyrese Maxey, Danny Green, Matisse Thybulle, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid.
Oh, you didn't go Korkmaz this time. That makes me happy.
A little bit more perimeter defense, you know, is probably needed versus this team.
With, we need interior defense.
That too. They got all around the board.
Footers starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as far as my matchups, you know, I've always liked Jarrett Allen. He's pretty good. So we'll see how he – I don't know if he'll be on Embiid. I imagine that he would.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
He's the 2020 guy. Every other night, he'll have 24 points and 21 rebounds. This matchup, I said it last show, that they got a lot of bodies they can throw it and beat. Ain't none of them strong enough, but they have a lot of bodies they can throw it and beat.
What's going on with Sexton?
He's out for the season. You know what? They did have him when they trounced us. So, whatever that means. But they've been doing a lot of winning without him. So, Darius Garland's first-time All-Star, I believe.
Yep.
Anybody want to go into a time machine and tell me every game this year that Tyrese Maxey stood in front of a All-Star caliber player?
Put it down. Every time stepped up to the challenge, I'm looking for Tyrese Maxey to turn up and, you know, cement his place in this team and this offense. So whatever happens going forward, I know Tyrese Maxey is still going to be in that picture of offense and, you know, the starting lineup. I'm excited for this young kid, man. Excited. So
as always.
My matchup tonight that I'm looking at is Garland versus Tyrese Maxey. I want to see how this kid comes out. Hopefully it's aggressive and he stays with his foot on the gas. You know, that's what I'm looking for tonight. I'm looking for Tyrese Maxey to score 21 plus tonight. Yeah, it's bold.
Yo, you what you did, man? You must have came in here and looked at the over-under sheet for today. I'm not saying nothing. We'll talk about it in about 8 minutes. I can't believe you just said that.
Let's say hello to everybody who's joining us here. I can actually see the chat for the very first time. So that's
I ain't
cool.
saying hi to Jamar. He lives here practically.
Hi, Jamar. Bruce.
Jamar be in here before we get
Sam,
in here.
Nice to see everybody. We don't know. Put a little hello in the comment or we don't know you're here.
Yes, sir.
Where'd Carl go? You're here, Sam. I know. So where'd Carl go?
Jose, what do you think the chances of Harden ringing the bell tonight? I think he rang the bell tonight. I think it's only right. They can't if he's in the league.
I believe it's the chance is really high since he's not going to play. I feel like he's going to be in the building. You know, plain clothes, of course, but I feel like, there's a strong chance he rings that bell tonight. Get the crowd excited a little bit.
The crowd is crazy.
I'm sure you guys seen that video they posted, how the crowd was reacting yesterday after yesterday's game, right?
Yeah, kind of.
They wasn't singing that victory song. They were singing another song. I can't repeat it right now, but yeah.
Yeah. Acting a fool as usual. But they did have a little Harden montage up during the game to get people a little excited. And
Did anybody in the chat go to the last game? I'm just making sure. I know we don't say his name anymore. Did they take that split second of 2-5 out of our hype video before they announced the starting lineups? I hope that he's officially out of it now. They kept him in a little snippet thinking maybe he'll play again.
I looked up and saw that on the Jumbotron, and I was a little pissed.
Yeah, they got a little snippet of him.
Hello, Ant.
What up, Ant? What up, Jamar? What up, Sam? Bruce Williams? some of the regular people that's been joining us from game to game. You know, we appreciate you, Jamar, if I didn't forget him. Mama's always watching. Shout out to Mama. Shout out to Ashley. Big shout out to everybody. Jose, you seem
$1
like you
to the jar, BG.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Oh, that's what you had on your mind.
Brian, look, that man. Dollar ready pop.
You know what? This is the thing. Donating these dollars after we go on this crazy win streak starts.
Listen, man, you've been going off, man. Harden needs some play money.
What y'all got for tonight?
We're calling it these days.
What y'all got for tonight?
Gotta get his ones.
Get him them ones.
He tried to change it real quick.
He here for business, man. He not here about these games. I think he's finally in a place where he actually wants to be and wants to win and realizes he has a chance to win. In the Houston situation, he knew at all times he had to go through Golden State. When he went to Brooklyn, although they were Vegas's favorite because he had Durant, he never really gelled with Kyrie. Yeah, points is points. They're going to win games no matter what because they're talented. But he wasn't happy playing with Kyrie Irving. He wants to be here, and he wants to win.
I can almost bet you anything Maury took a little spin around the block and showed him where Delilah's was at before he took him to the stadium.
Guys, you know what time it is by the sound of this noise right here. This
I
is
do.
The keys to the game time where we go around the table and we give out our keys to victory tonight. At first, we are going to start with Jen. What are your keys to victory tonight or key?
Joel. I need to see a stronger Joel than I saw last night. I don't blame him. You know, he was playing an inferior opponent, but yeah. I need to see all the Joel tonight and Maxie. And I need them to focus. Last night they were clearly all over the place, and I understand a couple of their teammates just got traded,
whacked.
And things are probably a little bit, you know, out of whack for them, but they got to focus once they get out on that court.
Jose?
Yeah, I have to go with the focus part. Not to mention your new teammate will be in the building watching. You know.
That's
first impression's always your last.
That's a Jose bomb right there. Nobody really knew that. That is a Jose bomb. He dropping on y'all real light. You know, James Harden.
So no, I just feel like, you know, yesterday game to me, and I said it yesterday, to me that was a cruise control game to get ready for today and not use all your gas yesterday. You know what I mean? They didn't want to have to fuel up, you know. So hopefully we see a dominant Joel Embiid, you know, and we close it out and go into Harden's first game with a dub.
BG, I'm going to give mine because right after I give mine, you give yours and you go right into your segment. My keys to the game would happen to be do not play down to the competition that you just played last game, as Jose mentioned. It wasn't really a game where we needed to use all our juice. So I don't want us to get used to that. I want us to step right back up. We are playing a team that will be in the playoffs this year. You know, they got their stuff together. We need to come with it or get smacked in the face. That's the honest truth. So that's my keys to the game. You know, intensity from the tip. BJ?
My keys tonight are simple because I look at them as stats that we should, on paper, get killed in tonight. And that's points in the paint and rebounds. We should, when you look at this roster and look at their roster, we should get destroyed in the paint tonight. Overall points and rebounds. My key to the game is to not get destroyed in those categories. If we keep it close in those categories or even win those categories, I think we win this game. Okay. I really think we win this game.
Okay. I would say, you know, all of your keys, all of our keys have something in common. You know, the Sixers need to bring it tonight. Most definitely. And a lot of B-ball Paul.
I don't want to see a whole lot of second chance points for Cleveland.
Yeah, that's why I say a lot of B-ball Paul. We need an energy guy. I don't care if you're Carl with me. You know, y'all could bring up the Rock the Baby all you want. Go check the stat sheet. Go check the stat sheet.
Did he have a positive plus minus, Carl?
Go check the stat sheet. I don't believe in that plus minus crap. I believe in the eye.
I saved the Shaq in the full episode on my DVR. So we
you believe in the eye? Was your eyes open when he rocked the baby?
Yeah, my eyes was wide open when he tried to rock the
baby. His were closed.
For BG, over and under.
I had to, Carl. I'm sorry. You know I love you, man.
Mind me right up for that. Go ahead.
So tonight's over unders, the first one. Isn't Embiid over and under, but Jen, luckily it is not points.
Okay.
We saw an amazing Embiid last game as far as the rebounds. He had a double-double in the first quarter. I need rebounds tonight against Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, two people that crashed the glass. So I'm going with the number of 15 rebounds for Embiid. Over, under. Carl, you are on the clock.
I believe that Joel Embiid here.
Do you mean 14 and a half or 15 and a half?
No, no, not and a half. The game.
No, the whole game. And a half. The number. Remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. So 15.5. I apologize. Jen got me. Ooh,
she got you.
Wham.
I'm going to say over. I'm going to say over because I believe Joel Embiid reads the newspapers, the clippings, the Twitters. He know what the Sixers lack at. And he know what we need more of. He knows what we lost as well in Drummond. That's what I believe that was about last game. He's going to grab more rebounds per game this season. So I like Joel Embiid for over.
Jose?
Under.
Yeah, that's why he yawned like that. But you're going to reap what you sow at post game.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm looking at you guys from the top of the building.
You're gonna read what you tell.
We can't say much to Jose right now.
No, we can't. That's why he's real cocky with it, man.
He's smoking right now. Jen,
I'm going under.
Okay.
I'm gonna go over because I think he's gonna have a few days off after today, and I think he just brings it everything. Points, rebounds, assists. Maybe he gets triple double. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
I'm just trying to figure out how he's going to get all these rebounds on them guys that are that big down there. Pause.
He's big, too. That's why.
Because he's the only big we got. He should be the only person getting rebounds on our team. We ain't got no bigs.
Yeah, but the box out going to be retarded. That's why I'm going under. Yeah. And I'm sticking. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I'm not doing it for the same reason as Jose. I just got a weird feeling it's going to be just under. He's going to have a great game, but I think he's had like 14, 13 rebounds. So I'm gonna take the under. I can't catch Jose though if we get the same ones right.
Okay.
So the next one. The next one is crazy that Carl said the number that he said about this guy. So I'm gonna go ahead and mark you down for over already. Cause my over under for Maxi tonight was 20.5. And you said 21 more. So I'm not even gonna ask you, Jose, what you got?
I gotta go over.
Better.
I'm bad. Do nothing.
Better.
I'm bad. Do nothing.
I'm going over too.
Okay.
That's going to be a clean sweep. As I said earlier, when he's in front of guards that are good, Tyrese Maxey is like, yo, I got to make a name for myself in this NBA, and he's stepped to the plate every single time. So I'm gonna go with the over on that as well. I'm gonna go with the over for that as well.
The step to the side three pointer he added to his repertoire, man. Very hard, and that's it's gonna give him about 6 more points a game, man. The kid is growing right before our eyes. I'm excited. Must see TV. I'm about to go hurry up dinner real quick after we're
done.
Are we
just doing those two?
No, I have one more. I don't know why Carl always seems like he's closing out segments. Like he always
was that a closeout?
It just sounds like a closeout. Like it.
I was talking about Tyrese Maxey. That's what I thought.
Sometimes it feels like you're closing out segments.
Well, you felt like that because it was.
We didn't talk. We didn't address Ant's question either.
I know. I only clicked off of it because so many people was answering over under, and I wanted to make sure we went to them. So we'll make sure we go back to that question. We got a pen in the Ant. Last over under for the night. Defensively, a guy's been doing this a lot lately. So now I'm interested to see if he can do it again. 2.5 blocks. Matisse Thybulle. We starting with you, Jen.
Over.
Jose. Oh, Carl.
Because I had to check something real quick. Got a little cheat sheet right here. I'm going to say over as well. I'm learning from Jose. Yeah, give me my stat sheet right
now. I'm going against the grain because I think this is a steel type of night for him. So those numbers are going to go in the steel category.
Hey, Sam Jones, it was for blocks, not steals. It was for blocks.
He's on the same page with me. He knows what I'm talking about.
So you going under?
Jose? Yeah, I'm going under. I'm going all under right. With the blocks.
I'm going to go over. I think he gets that exact number of three. I think he goes to three. So we got our over under set for the night. Hopefully the three bums, Carl, Jen, and BG can somehow.
We're bums now. That's cool. I was going to say that.
Every time I look at this thing, do y'all realize Jose hasn't lost double digits yet? He still got single digit L's in over under.
He's a good gambling man.
I'm just giving the man his respect until I catch him.
All right, let's get back to Ant's question real quick before we say our final words.
Who pulling it up? I'll put it back up. Here it goes.
I don't even know how to do that. Okay. Would you tamper with running Maxi as a 30-point MPG sub?
No. No.
I understand your idea there, and it's not a bad idea, but... Wow, why am I hearing myself?
Start who? And if you still hear it, and tell us who you would start.
Shake Milton?
I don't know who I would start if I was putting Maxi as my sixth man. Who starts?
What reasoning would you have to do so? That's what I would like to know. You know,
well, I think he wants somebody. He says we don't need him with Embiid, Harden, Harris carrying the load in the starting five.
Nah, I think you absolutely do need him. I think you absolutely do need a guy like that. You know, a quick.
He said Danny Green. Danny Green was starting a spot. I cannot stomach a Danny Green and Matisse Thybulle.
Yeah. I got to disagree with this because on one hand, you got Danny Green who's riding the exercise bike all game long. And on the other hand, you got, and I know some people say, well, maybe you might need that energy on the bench. But no, our point here is to win, to get to the finals. That's our mission. That's our goal. You got to punch teams in the mouth from the beginning and try to do it. Like just keep swinging like haymakers through the whole game from beginning to end. So, no, I like Green coming off the bench. I can't agree with that.
Nah, most definitely.
All right.
Most definitely. So, we are at that special time of night where we look on the top right-hand side of the screen. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Snapchat, and YouTube. We depend on word-of-mouth advertisements. So, we need you guys to do what, Jose?
Tell everybody. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. I was giving mom a shot to come into the chat, man. You don't understand, man. I'll be looking forward to it, mom.
Listen, and just by chance, we on post game as well when the buzzer sound. So make sure you stop back. Come chop it up with us about the Sixers W tonight, taking on the Eastern Conference opponent, Cleveland Cavaliers. We will see you on post game. Peace out.
Hold up. Y'all got to say about the AI first.
Okay, Jose, you might as well bring your weird looking thing on the screen, too.
No, he's chilling over there. He's chilling. I tried picking him up. He's going to use the force.
Let's go, Sixers. We'll see y'all post game.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.